I have been dealing over the last several weeks with the top 10 reasons why a particular gentleman who wrote me is not a believer, and these top 10 reasons find their correspondence in the lives of a lot of skeptics. They have reasons why they can't accept the historic Christian faith, and those reasons, again, are very commonly expressed, and that's why I'm dealing with them right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, not only for this gentleman, but for the many people who doubt the veracity or the validity of the historic Christian faith. One of the reasons, and I've been going over probably three or four of them so far, but another of the reasons that is given is that Jesus is not qualified to be God's representative because Jesus was intolerant. Now, this whole idea of tolerance is bandied about a lot in our culture, and the Christian faith in general is considered to be intolerant. Today, tolerance is redefined to mean that all views are equally valid, and therefore all lifestyles are equally appropriate. As such, Christ's proclamation that he is the only way is then vilified as the epitome of intolerance. Well, rather than capitulating to culture, we as Christians should be equipped to expose the flaws of this modern concept of tolerance while simultaneously exemplifying true tolerance. Well, first, to say all views are equally valid sounds tolerant, but in reality, it's a contradiction in terms. If indeed all views were equally valid, then the Christian view must be valid. But the Christian view holds that not all views are equally valid. And thus, the redefinition of tolerance in our culture is a self-stultifying or a self-refuting proposition. Moreover, we do not tolerate people with whom we agree. We tolerate people with whom we disagree. If all views were equally valid, there'd be no need for tolerance at all. Furthermore, today's redefinition of tolerance leaves no room for objective moral judgments. A modern terrorist could be deemed as virtuous as a Mother Teresa, with no enduring reference points. Societal norms, of course, are being quickly reduced to mere matters of preference. As such, the moral basis for resolving international disputes and condemning intuitively evil practices like genocide or child prostitution is being seriously compromised. One final point I want to make before we move on to our callers, and that is, in light of its philosophically fatal features, Christians must reject today's tolerance and revive true tolerance. True tolerance entails that despite our differences, we treat every person we meet with the dignity and respect due them as those who are created in the image of God. True tolerance does not preclude proclaiming the truth, but it does mandate that we do it with gentleness and with respect. In a world that's increasingly intolerant of Christianity, we as Christians must exemplify tolerance without sacrificing truth. As I said so many times in the broadcast, tolerance when it comes to personal relationships is a virtue, but tolerance when it comes to truth is a travesty.